Another speaker at the British Science Festival on using animals was Lynn Cox. Her work is on ageing, especially on a syndrome shocking to behold, when a young person starts getting old at a much faster rate than the rest of us. And the research is producing brilliant results.
There's a premature ageing syndrome called Werner's syndrome, where people look fairly normal until puberty and then age very suddenly. So by the time they're in their late 20s, they're looking like they're about 70 years old. They die prematurely in 30s, 40s of old age, and they show virtually all the signs of normal ageing. So they go grey, wrinkly, their hair falls out, they get cataracts, diabetes, heart disease, and the main killers are cardiovascular disease and cancer, just like normal ageing.
Can you do anything to help them?
There are some therapies at the moment that treat the symptoms. So they're very aggressively treated for cancer. Diabetes is quite well controlled. And the lifespan in Japanese patients who are extremely well looked after is increasing. But it's not a very common syndrome. So there isn't much scope for drug companies to develop new therapies for it, unfortunately.
Well, when you say it's not common, how many? Roughly?
Very, very rare. About 200 in the world known. So incredibly rare, although there appears to be a founder effect in Japan. So that means that a genetic change happened hundreds of years ago, and because it's quite an isolated population, that gene has passed through the population in Japan and in Sardinia. So it's much more common in those island states than it is actually in the rest of the world.
Would this syndrome show you anything about normal ageing?
We think it's the best model for normal human ageing, partly because it shows all of the main signs and symptoms of ageing. It's amenable to experimental intervention, so we can take cells from the patients, we can work out what goes on, and essentially at the molecular level right through to the whole person level, Werner's syndrome looks like normal ageing. But the reason we're so interested in it, it's caused by the loss of function of one gene. Whereas normal ageing, we think, is a whole combination of things, people smoking, not doing enough exercise. Whereas in Werner's syndrome, it's very definitely a genetic defect. And so we can start looking at the genes and the biochemistry involved in ageing.
Have you found the gene in people?
The Werner's syndrome gene is identified in people, yes. It's a single gene, but it's quite a big gene. And it has multiple different functions. So its role in cells is to either unwind your DNA, so it acts like a molecular zipper, or to chop ends off DNA that get frayed. And if either of those functions is missing, your DNA in each cell is damaged. And we think that that is contributing to normal aging.
You just showed me a wonderful film of cell divisions of fruit flies, I think they are. And you could actually see this nuclear division not working properly and having the bits of DNA kind of linger a bit like sticky toffee. It's quite extraordinary.
Yeah, well, we've got a model system now. It's very hard getting patient cells because the patients are so rare. By the time you get the cells, the DNA is all mashed up anyway. So what we have is a model system based on Drosophila where we've taken out the Werner gene. And those cells are very interesting because as cells divide, the DNA condenses down into chromosomes, and those chromosomes separate to form new daughter nuclei. What we're seeing in the fruit flies is that there's a problem. The DNA does appear to be glued together, so those nuclei can't separate properly, and we're starting to pull that apart. What we think is happening, the DNA is not properly copied during what's called the DNA replication phase, and so in some cells, there isn't enough DNA to go around, so the two cells are playing tug of war with what DNA is left, and neither of them wins. So if you like, the rope is stuck between the two cells, and those nuclei eventually crash out and they can't contribute towards the fly anymore. And we think that's also what's happening in humans.
So as I sit here, in some of my cells, it's happening to me as well.
We hope very slowly. What we do know about the Werner gene is that in normal people also, there can be problems. The gene is actually switched off in certain cancers. So the regulatory mechanisms mean that it's turned off. What we're looking at is whether in normal people there are genetic variations that mean that some people age better than others. And there is one version of the gene that is seen in Finnish centenarians. So if you're lucky enough to inherit one particular version of the gene, then it looks like you might be living a little bit longer.
Those cancer tumours, you're suggesting the ageing switch is off, and so they just keep going like crazy.
It's not that they're not ageing, it's that their DNA is completely damaged. So the function of the gene is to protect your DNA from damage. So there are two possible outcomes. If your DNA is very badly damaged, the cell can't divide, and that causes aging. If it's damaged in a slightly different way, it'll take out regulators of cell division called tumour suppressors. And if those go, then the cell will become cancerous. So there are two different outcomes to whether Werner's switched off. Either you get cancer or you get old, but either which way, not much fun.
Well, when you talk about one gene, it reminds me very much of gene therapy, where you can somehow get that gene back into the system and possibly alleviate the problem. Is that possible?
Well, we have a proof of principle. What we have done is taken human patient cells from the Werner patients, and we can't put back in the functional human gene. It's a bit big to use at the moment. But what we found is a bacterial gene that's very small that we can put into the human cells, and it corrects the defect. So we have a proof of principle that this will work. Doing gene therapy in whole people is ethically a big issue. So what we're trying to find are drugs that will restore the function of the gene.
Well, that's good hope for the people, the few people who've got the syndrome. What about the rest of us who may have a few thoughts about aging, maybe more slowly?
Well, we're looking at the whole biochemical pathway of aging. I'm not convinced personally that aging per se is a bad thing, but what I am concerned about is the diseases of old age, the things that make the quality of life of older life pretty bad. Poor wound healing, diabetes, blindness, all the things that people don't talk about, like incontinence, skin ulcers. They're all the horrible aspects of old age that people are trying to avoid. And what we think is happening is that all of those are caused by a common mechanism. So if we can correct the common mechanism, we may be able to correct the diseases of old age without necessarily increasing people's lifespan by hundreds of years. So what we're aiming for is to increase health span rather than necessarily the lifespan. But I actually think if people are healthy, they probably will live a bit longer anyway.
You said that the common thing, and that is the breakdown of the cells in whatever organ you're talking about, so that those consequences would cause the various diseases you described. So if you could alleviate that, the breakdown in the cells, you could extend the healthy life more.
That's what we're hoping, and that's what the evidence is showing us to date. So if you can restore a cell's ability to correct damage in its own DNA, then it can divide again and again, so it replenishes cells that have died. So again, you get improved wound healing, and there are some very nice studies coming through from the States in mice and monkeys that show you can actually extend the health span of animals by hitting the core conserved molecular pathways that underlie aging.
How would you do that? Pills?
One of the ways is eating a lot less. It's called caloric restriction. So
don't like that.
I don't like it either.
Don't say drinking less either.
Well, but you have to cut your diet down by about 30%, which we don't think is going to be a viable option for the general population. So there are drugs now in trials in model organisms that can mimic caloric restriction. So they hit the molecules in the same way as restricting your dietary intake, making you live longer and making you live healthier. Or rather, that's what we're seeing in mice models, but it's looking very promising for human studies. And the really exciting thing about that is some of the drugs, there's one called metformin, it's already licensed in the clinic for treatment of diabetics. So these are drugs out there that we may be able to use to treat the underlying causes of ageing.
Dr. Lynn Cox from Oriel College in Oxford was at the British Science Festival. And so you can forget the prospect of living like the fellow who appeared on Future Tense this week, claiming to be over 2,000 years old. But look forward to an extended health span instead.